Help us, Lord, to come to you over the stormy seas of life. Help us to focus now on your word. May we trust in your promises and never stop seeking after you. Amen. Please do be seated. A storm descends on a small town, and the downpour soon turns into a flood. As the waters rise, the local preacher kneels in prayer on the church porch, surrounded by water. By and by, one of the townsfolk comes up the street in a canoe. "Better get in, preacher. The waters are rising fast." "No," says the preacher, "I have faith in the Lord. He will save me." Still, the waters rise. Now the preacher is up on the balcony, writhing his hands in supplication, when another guy zips up in a motorboat. "Come on, preacher, we need to get you out of here. The levee's going to break any minute." Once again, the preacher is unmoved. "I shall remain. The Lord will see me through." After a while, the levee breaks and the flood rushes over the church until only the steeple remains above water. The preacher is up there clinging to the cross when a helicopter descends out of the clouds and a policeman calls to him through a megaphone. "Grab the ladder, preacher. This is your last chance." Once again, the preacher insists that the Lord will deliver him. And predictably, he drowns. Since he was a pious man, the preacher goes to heaven. After a while, he gets an interview with God, and he asks the Almighty, "Lord, I had unwavering faith in you. Why didn't you deliver me from the flood?" God shakes his head. "What did you want from me? I sent you two boats and a helicopter." Where do we turn in challenges and uncertainties of life? Our two Bible passages speak to us about faith, doubt, and the unyielding presence of God in the midst of life's storms. Both passages involve storms, literal and metaphorical. The story of Jesus walking on water is a well-known story and is often interpreted as a demonstration of God's divine power over nature and his ability to rescue and protect his followers. Jesus reveals a little more of his identity in this dramatic fashion by walking on water to where the 12 are battling a storm. Peter thinks he can do it too, but needs to be rescued, and learns a crucial lesson in faith and trust. During the storm, Jesus came walking on the water towards the disciples' boat. They are frightened, thinking they're seeing a ghost. However, Jesus reassures them, saying, "Take courage. It is I. Don't be afraid." As I say, Peter, one of the disciples, asked Jesus if he could walk on water towards him. Jesus agrees, and Peter moves out of his comfort zone and briefly walks on the water towards Jesus. However, when Peter took his eyes off Jesus and focuses on the strong wind, he begins to sink. He cries out to Jesus for help, and Jesus immediately reaches out his hand and rescues him, saying, "You have little faith. Why did you doubt?" This story is often interpreted as a lesson about faith and trust, just as Peter needed to keep his focus on Jesus to walk on the water. We're encouraged to keep our focus on Jesus to navigate the challenges of life. When we face difficulties, Jesus is there to rescue and support us. As we maintain our faith and trust in God, his steadfast presence remains with us in the midst of life's storms. In 1 Kings 19, Elijah faces an internal storm of fear and doubt. This is the lowest point of Elijah's career. Arrested by fear of Jezebel's threats, he sinks deeper and deeper into the depths of unbelief, to such a degree that even an amazing manifestation of God's power does not move him. The tragic nature of Elijah's fall from glory is made all the more apparent when compared to 1 Kings 18, where he boldly faces down the prophets of Jezebel, insisting upon the importance of the first commandment, "You shall have no other gods before me." His career climax on Mount Carmel, only to plunge a chapter later on Mount Sinai. As gloomy as it may sound, 1 Kings 19 is the story of Elijah's decommissioning and God's choice to use another, more willing servant. So in Kings 19 then, leaves us with a troubling and tragic picture of the once great Elijah, fearful, faithless, and ultimately disobedient to his call. So how do we react when storms of life threaten to overwhelm us? Do we, like Peter, boldly step out in faith? Or do we, like Elijah, find ourselves cowering in fear? Do we neglect to see the hand of God in all that he provides for us? I want us to think for a moment about our modern emergency services and how they play a crucial role in rescuing and helping people in times of crisis. While the story of Jesus walking on water demonstrates his divine intervention, emergency services such as the police, the fire brigade, paramedics, search and rescue teams are all everyday heroes who respond to our emergencies, be it, as we've seen this weekend, natural disasters, accidents, medical crises and more. The pandemic highlighted, didn't it, the amazing work of these heroes to each of us. Just as Jesus reached out to save Peter from sinking in the water, our emergency services are trained to provide immediate assistance and support to those in distress. They work tirelessly to save lives, to provide medical care, to protect communities, and to help people in their moments of greatest need. In a way, their actions can be seen as a reflection of the compassion and care that Jesus demonstrated in the biblical story. In summary, the story of Jesus walking on water highlights his divine power and the importance of faith. It also serves as a reminder that just as Jesus rescued Peter from the water, he is there to rescue us in times of trouble. Today we might rely on emergency services that fulfill a similar role by rescuing and aiding people in various emergencies, but they embody the same spirit of compassion and help that is found in Jesus. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, he is faithful, and just as Elijah encountered God's whisper in the midst of his doubts, so can we find our footing and listen out for God's guidance during life storms. Let us be a people of bold faith, willing to step out when called, willing to listen to God's whispers, and willing to cry out to him when we struggle with our faith. Through it all, God's presence is unwavering, and his love sustains us through every storm. May we go forth with renewed faith, knowing that God is with us in every whisper and in every wave. Amen.